This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Thank you for spending part of your Memorial Day with us. We're pleased to be joined now by Kenneth Davis, who is the author most recently of A Nation Rising, Untold Tales of Flawed Founders, Fallen Heroes, and Forgotten Fighters from America's Hidden History. We want to get a taste of the new book, but also have Mr. Davis tell us about some of the ways that Memorial Day came to be in existence and in some of the details that he's famous for that most of us don't know a lot about. And Mr. Davis, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, and I have to say, first of all, it's not about the barbecue or the mattress sale. Unfortunately, that's what Memorial Day has become for too many of us. This is a day that grew out of the tremendous loss in the Civil War. 600,000 Americans died in those 4 years of fighting. That's an astonishing number by itself, but it was also 2% of the entire population. We'd be talking about 6 million people dying today. So there was no town or village that was untouched by this. And what happened was that there was a very widespread tradition of people taking fresh flowers out to the cemetery to decorate the graves of the fallen soldier. In 1868, this became officially known as Decoration Day. Day literally to decorate the graves.
And of course, that tradition still continues in a lot of respects. I have the privilege of driving past Arlington Cemetery on my way to work and my way home from work. And I believe it was on Thursday, as I drove by, there was a group of soldiers out there in their fatigues in 90-degree heat, placing little American flags by each of the stones, and that's, I believe, well over 500,000 headstones throughout the cemetery. And so I would imagine that that's not only a tradition at Arlington, but in many military cemeteries around the world and other cemeteries where veterans are buried around the country.
That's correct. At Arlington, it is known as Flags In. It is a tradition that began after the Korean War. It's the old guard, as it's known. I believe it's the Second Army that has responsibility for doing that. And now many civics groups participate in it in the other national cemeteries around the country. There are more than 100 national cemeteries. 14 of them are Civil War era battlefield cemeteries like Gettysburg that are administered by the Parks Department. Most of the other cemeteries are under the Veterans Administration. But needless to say, a very striking reminder of what this holiday is really about, not just veterans, but remembering those specifically who gave their lives in service to the country, what Lincoln called the last full measure of devotion in the Gettysburg Address.
And interestingly, Ken, the official declaration of Decoration Day came in the early years of Reconstruction, but the holiday itself seemed to try and bridge the North and South. Is that correct?
Well, it tried to, and they talked about that in the first proclamation, that it was to recognize all. But the truth is that the date was May 30th. That was chosen because that was when most flowers were in bloom in the North. And in the bitterness after the war, this was seen as a Northern holiday, a Union holiday. In fact, there are accounts at Arlington of Confederate families actually being kept out of the cemetery on Decoration Day or Memorial Day, as it came to be known. It just speaks to the bitterness that lasted in the country. It's funny, by the end of the 19th century, however, the Civil War was starting to fade from memory. Memorial Day had already become a sort of picnic holiday. And it's only with the great losses during World War I, the trench fighting in Europe, that the idea of recognizing the war dead became important again. And Memorial Day was really revived to recognize all of those who died in service to America going back to the Revolution.
It may just be an issue of semantics, since the sentiment is certainly the same. But how did it transition from being largely known as Decoration Day to Memorial Day?
It wasn't so much a specific change. It was really an evolution, really. It started in the 1860s that as less people went to graveside to decorate graves, but they wanted to still keep the idea that this was a day of memorial, the word became more familiar. And, of course, as a national holiday, it was created as Memorial Day and then, of course, moved from May 30, the traditional date, to the last Monday in May in 1968 under the Uniform Holidays Act. So we get a three-day weekend every year. There are some traditionalists who think that that's taken a little bit away from the holiday. I'm not sure if that's true.
Ken, it's probably safe to say that the most popular patriotic holiday is the 4th of July. What else could be done? Do you believe that Memorial Day doesn't get the attention that it deserves? And if so, how can that be changed?
Well, I think one way to change it is what we're doing, talking about it and reminding people or teaching people who may not even know what this holiday is about, what it really means. There's a lot of confusion still with Veterans Day. Why are there two holidays for veterans? But Veterans Day is to recognize all veterans living and dead. Memorial Day is specifically designed to remember those who died fighting for America or serving America. And that's why it's an especially poignant holiday, especially as we have young men and women fighting and dying in two wars overseas, a fact that unfortunately is a little bit slipped from the headlines.
It certainly has, given many other things that are being talked about these days. And, Ken, I definitely don't want to run out of time here before we talk about what else is in your brand-new book, A Nation Rising. Some great stories in here from the first media circus our nation faced in the wake of the Aaron Burr duel surrounding Alexander Hamilton to some of the Indian Wars and more. Give our listeners a little bit of a taste about what's in here.
Well, this is what I call America's hidden history. A Nation Rising gives six stories that you probably didn't read in your textbooks in high school, six stories that really talk about this extraordinary period from 1800 to 1850 when the nation went from a struggling collection of states on the eastern seaboard to a near nation that went from sea to shining sea. And they're stories of real people doing real things. And these were front page news people of their day that history has overlooked and forgotten, including some wars that have been hidden and forgotten that we should take note of, like the Creek War in 1812 in Alabama, or the Seminole War in Florida. That was the longest war between the Revolution and Vietnam, and most people probably have never even heard of it.
Well, Ken, it's a fascinating book. Again, it's called A Nation Rising. We thank you for being with us today, and happy Memorial Day to you, sir.
Thank you, and thanks for giving me this opportunity to remind people what it's all about.
Kenneth Davis is the author of A Nation Rising, Untold Tales of Flawed Founders, Fallen Heroes, and Forgotten Fighters from America's Hidden History. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.